Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a crunchy percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Now, this is not about making the main drum break louder. It's about adding texture, movement, and that dusty sampler energy that makes classic jungle feel alive. Think of this layer as rhythm glue. It sits behind the groove, gives it more attitude, and helps the track feel more like a record and less like a clean digital loop. First, let's choose a sample with character. That matters a lot here. You want something short and punchy, like a snare fragment, a rimshot, a shaker hit, a tambourine tick, or a chopped piece of an old break. If the sample already has a bit of noise or room tone, even better. A clean sample can still work, but we're going to dirty it up anyway, so don't stress too much. Create a new MIDI track and load sampler. If you're more comfortable with simpler, that works too, but sampler gives you a little more control, and it's great for this kind of sound. Drag your percussion sample into sampler, and set it up so it behaves like a one-shot percussion hit. Keep the attack at zero, make the decay fairly short, and keep sustain low or off. You want this to feel like a tight rhythmic element, not a long sample playing out over time. Now let's give it some tone right inside sampler. Turn on the filter and start with either a low pass or a band pass shape. The goal is to make it a bit darker and more focused, not super bright and clean. If the sample feels too sharp, pull the cutoff down a bit. If it feels too dull, open it back up slightly. You can also transpose the sample up or down a little to find a darker or more metallic sweet spot. For jungle, small tuning moves can change the mood a lot. At this point, start thinking like a producer and not just a sound designer. Ask yourself, what role is this layer playing? Is it texture, accent, or glue? If you mute it and the track still works, that's actually a good sign. That means the layer is doing its job as an enhancer instead of fighting the main groove. Next, program a simple MIDI pattern. Keep it short, like one bar or two bars. Don't place the notes too neatly on top of the main kick and snare. Jungle and old school DNB percussion often works best when it pushes and pulls around the beat. Try placing hits on off beats, in the gaps between your main drums, and add a few ghost notes for movement. Even something as simple as a couple of syncopated hits can start to give you a rolling, chopped feel. And here's a big beginner tip. Use velocity variation. Don't make every hit the same volume. Some should be softer and feel like background motion. Others should pop out a little more as accents. That tiny bit of difference makes the pattern feel human, and that's a huge part of the classic jungle vibe. Now let's shape the tone with EQ8. Put it after sampler. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. This clears out low end so it doesn't clash with your kick and bass. If the texture feels harsh, make a gentle dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. If it needs a little more presence, you can add a small boost in the upper mids or high end, but be careful. For darker DNB, you usually want this layer to feel more like texture than attack. Now comes the fun part. Crunch. Add saturation. You can use saturator, drum bus, redux, or even dynamic tube if you want more color. A really solid chain is sampler into EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, and finally utility. In saturator, try a little drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clipping if it helps. Drum bus can add nice grime too, but keep the boom very low or off for this layer, unless you specifically want extra weight. If you use redux, keep it subtle at first. A little downsampling can add that gritty, old sampler edge, but too much will just turn it into noise. At this stage, the sound should feel dusty, rough, and a bit worn in, but still musical. That's the sweet spot. You're aiming for purposeful dirt, not random destruction. To make the layer move over time, add auto filter after the crunch. Set the modulation very subtly, or automate the cutoff over a longer section like 8 or 16 bars. A slow filter motion can make a loop feel alive without sounding obvious. If you want, you can also try a little phaser flanger, but keep it very light. Another great option is to resample the processed layer and chop it again. That's a very old school move and it often gives you more of that found sound jungle character. A little ambience can help too, but be careful, too much reverb will wash out the groove. If you use reverb, keep it short and dark. Think small room, not huge hall. A little bit of filtered delay can also work nicely, especially if it's tucked low in the mix. The goal is to make the percussion feel like it exists in a space, but not smear the rhythm. If you want more control, you can put several percussion hits into a drum rack instead of using just one sample. That lets you layer a rimshot, a noisy hit, a shaker, and a snare fragment, then write a more detailed percussion pattern. This is great for call and response phrases and little fills. You can also process the whole rack through a shared bus, which helps all the elements feel glued together. That brings us to group processing. Once your percussion layer is working, route it to a group and process it as a unit. A nice group chain could be a Q8, then saturator, then a light compressor or glue compressor, then utility, and maybe auto filter if you want extra motion. The compression should be gentle. You're not trying to smash it. You just want the hits to sit together and feel like one cohesive rhythmic texture. Now think about arrangement. This kind of percussion layer becomes way more effective when it evolves over the track. In the intro, keep it filtered and low in volume. In the build, slowly open the filter and maybe add a little more drive. In the drop, let the full texture come through. In breakdowns, strip it back again, maybe only leaving a few noisy accents or delayed tails. Then when second drop hits, you can push the intensity a little further with more saturation, wider highs, or extra fill notes. Automation is your best friend here. You can automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, volume, width, or even the transient control in drum bus. Small automation moves can make a huge difference in D&B, because the music is all about momentum and energy shifting over time. A few beginner mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the layer too loud. If it's fighting the main break, it's probably too loud. Second, don't leave too much low end in it. That space belongs to the kick and bass. Third, don't overcrush it. Crunch should stay musical. Fourth, don't make the pattern too rigid. A little imperfection helps a lot. And fifth, don't drown it in reverb. Old school jungle is spacious in places, but it still needs punch. Here's a useful mindset check. If the percussion layer adds movement, makes the drums feel more alive, and stays out of the way of the low end, you're doing it right. If it sounds cool but feels too separate from the groove, lower it and process it a bit more as a supporting texture. For a darker, heavier vibe, try darkening the sample before you distort it. That often gives you a more controlled grit. You can also layer a quiet, noisy top with a tighter body hit underneath. And if you really want that classic sampled feel, bounce the processed percussion to audio, then load it back into sampler and chop it again. That resampling step is part of the magic. Let's wrap this up with a simple practice challenge. Build a 2-bar crunchy percussion layer using one sample and stock Ableton, devices only. Start with sampler, write a syncopated MIDI pattern, a EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and utility, then automate the filter over 8 bars. After that, duplicate the clip and change a few velocities so it doesn't feel repetitive. If you want to level up, resample the processed result and make a second variation for the drop. So the big takeaway is this: a jungle percussion layer is not just dirty sound. It's purposeful dirt. It adds texture, accent, and glue. It helps the track move. And when you treat it like a living part of the arrangement, that's when you start getting those authentic old-school D&B vibes. Nice work. Next time, we can take this even further and build a full percussion rack or a variation system for different sections of the track.